And we might kick off the show as we always do with the footy fill up. And it's time to welcome in the team. Adam White, happy birthday for the other day. And hopefully we can back a couple of winners for the final round of the AFL season.
Thank you, Gareth. Yes, the final round of the home and away season. Always tread carefully when it comes to the final round, because strange things do seem to happen, but there are games of consequence. So I think we should be concentrating on those from a betting perspective, as opposed to games that have little or no consequence. And it's also the US Open starting tonight, Gareth.
In the golf, yes.
The golf.
And what about the cricket last night, Adam White? Like Mitchell Stark, yes, from mine, he was the hero. 2 wickets in that first over. The English were 2 for none. And then when Carey and Maxwell, who played superbly, but they needed to finish off the game, and they left it up to Stark to score 11 runs in that final over. And the big boy didn't let this country down. He was the man of the match for mine.
Well, I still don't know why they bowled Adil Rashid in the last over, which allowed Stark to have a big swing at a few. But anyway, they did. But Australia 5 for 73 and then 6 for 285. So that partnership, Maxwell and Carey, put on 212. Maxwell got his second one-day international century, and Carey, who we spoke to on the brekkie show this morning, got his first.
Yep, great stuff. Mick McGuan, good morning to you. Out of all of the AFL teams, who's got the most to lose this weekend?
Good morning to you, Gareth, and also Adam, and happy birthday for the other day. Even though you'd be older after that Melbourne and Kilda game, I would have thought about
it. Melbourne's put 10 years on me in the last
No doubt about that. So you're 56 instead of 46.
43?
Come on, Gareth.
Dean Rioli, 43.
No one cares me up, mate. Most to lose. Oh, I think if West Coast fail tonight, I reckon they'd be really disappointed. And same with the Western Bulldogs against the Dockers. They've got a lot to play for. If Richmond have a hiccup against Adelaide, you know, they're playing for a top four spot and a double chance. So there's a lot of clubs there that you expect to win this round, as Whitey said. It's never easy to seal the deal time of the year, particularly when, as a player, sometimes you might tend to drift into self-preservation mode, knowing you're playing finals, and it's always forecast what's going to happen 2 weeks ahead is always dangerous. You might leave a little bit of your competitive attitude in the locker room, which is always dangerous.
Questions are flowing in, so we'll quickly get through these games and then we'll go to the questions from our loyal listeners here on RSN Central. This is the Footy Fill-Up, and we'll kick off with the Thursday match, and we'll whiz through this because the West Coast Eagles are the dominant favourites against one of the disappointments of 2020, North Melbourne. The prices at the moment, the Eagles are $1.10, North Melbourne are at $7, and the line is at 29.5, Whitey.
Yeah, it's obviously a question of just how much West Coast win by. Looking at the ladder, look, it's not like the Eagles haven't got anything to play for, because if results go their way, the Eagles can still get themselves inside the top four. And because they play first, they don't know what other people are doing. So they've got to take this game extremely seriously and try and not only win, but win by a good margin to get some momentum going into next week. And potentially, it's unlikely, but potentially percentage might come into where they finish on the ladder as well. So while the Eagles have still got some key players out, particularly in their midfield, they'll be far too strong for North Melbourne. And I'll be happy to take the Eagles in a multi, say, over 15.5 points. I'm only staying the obvious here. The line at 30.5, I tell you what, it's tempting. Even though they're shortened games, I'd be surprised if the Eagles don't cover that line, because North Melbourne have just been, you know, bordering on uncompetitive, Mickey, at times over the last, you know, sort of 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, spot on. They've been really disappointing, the Kangas. And probably if there's one message for Reece Shaw that I'd love to say to him in press conferences, don't separate yourself from your playing group. You win together and you lose together. I just felt a couple of times in the last couple of weeks when he's been lost for words, he's used the word they, as in the playing group, who's different to us. I think that can have a disabling effect on your playing group and your footy club. So, inexperienced, trying year, first year as a coach, more or less, I think he's going to learn a lot on this journey. If that's some advice I could give Reece, maybe that's a reason as to why the players are disconnected from his language. So you're in it together. As far as I'm concerned, to get back to the game, the West Coast Eagles, Dom Sheedle returned. The big out is Jeremy McGovern. Irrespective of McGovern being out, I agree with Whitey. Tri-bet's the way to go, and $1.36 is on offer from the tab. I think that's the way to go to put them in a multi to kickstart your multi for the weekend.
All right, then. So there we go. The Eagles there, the line at $1.90, 29.5. We'll move on to the next game. And this is a clash. Well, finals football has come early. The Saints take on GWS. The Saints are the favourites at $1.72. The Giants at $2.15. The line here, Mick McGuan, is 4.5. Both sides playing for their lives, basically.
Are they what? There's no question about that. And this is the reason why this should be a great game. What does GWS do with their skipper, Stephen Cornelio? I was shocked they dropped him last week. Couldn't believe it in a game that was must-win. Generally, you know, look to your captain to lead the way, but he wasn't there. Does Callum Ward get back into the team this week in this combative game that'll be? The over his finger injury, we know they've lost Core, who's made the decision to come back to Melbourne and play his footy. Kilder, on the other hand, the favourite, $1.72. They lose, and their destiny is another result. They win, and you're in. Pretty simple. They lose Jones through injury. Does Hanbury play after not playing since round five, considering he's been up in the hub for a few weeks now? Do they replace Jones with Jack Vitale as another inside mid, or do they go? I mean, they probably made a mistake last week by leaving Jake Carlisle out. Couldn't believe it, they left Jake Carlisle out against West Coast Eagles, the tall forwards that they had. At the other end of the ground, they wanted to bring in King and Membry. So it wasn't good for Hyde at one end, but it was good for Hyde at the other. Probably bit them on the backside. But this is going to be an intriguing game. I don't know which way to go in terms of a selection. I wouldn't be surprised if either team won. But forced to have a pick, I think St Kilda could get the job done.
Yeah, Gareth, I'm going for the Giants here, and clearly not with any great deal of confidence because of the way that they're playing. This is almost tipping against what I didn't like from St Kilda against West Coast. And it's probably two or three times it's happened with the Saints in the last month where I think it's a bit strong to say they've choked, but they've been clearly in winning positions where the pressure of the ramifications of a win or a loss, I think, have got the better of them. They really should have beaten West Coast considering the players that the Eagles had out in their last game. You know, they got behind and they got back into the game. Last quarter, Eagles weakened on the bench with the players already out of the game. They couldn't get the job done. I'm just worried about them being able to perform under the pressure of knowing if they win, they make the finals. The Giants will need to release the shackles. It's not just about the Giants winning. They actually have to win by a margin to improve their percentage. And that might just keep them or get them rolling. You know, take the game on, freewheel a bit through the midfield rather than play safe footy like they have. While I was disappointed, Mickey, that there wasn't a response to the Cornelio dropping, guys like Taranto, Hopper were still a bit flat in the midfield. I thought they would lift in Cornelio's absence. I fully expect him to be named tonight, and maybe the bounce comes the second week. I'm actually tipping the Giants, and I think, I'm not saying their value necessarily, but 215 is not a bad price.
So the Giants 215, as you pointed out, Whitey, St Kilda at $1.72, and the line once again around that 4.5. So that game is Friday night at the Gabba at 10-8. Let's have a look at the first of the Saturday matches. Saturday afternoon at Metricon Stadium, it's the Bombers taking on Melbourne. The Melbourne Demons need to win this match to keep their finals hopes alive. They need a few results to go their way as well. But they're the strong favourites here, Whitey, at $1.48. The Bombers at $2.65. The Lions at 10.5, and that's at $1.90 for both clubs. And it'll be interesting to see what John Worsfold has to say at his media conference after the match.
I think there's a bit of explaining to do. Now, I know it's his last one, essentially, in the build-up to an AFL game as coach of Essendon, but I think he got quite a few fans offside with what he said in the last week or so. But I do think he'll come out and try and clarify things a little bit. But to the game, this is Melbourne's to win. Essendon look a bit broken, don't they? I mean, particularly their inability to score. It's been an issue all year, particularly early in matches. They just can't hit the scoreboard and get themselves into the game. It's interesting, some of the comments, Mickey, that Max Gawn made during the week with us, talking about how that in the games in Cairns, they tried to play the conditions a little bit and tried to be safe, whereas going into that game against the Giants, they went back to trying to be a little bit more offensive in the way they play, you know, switching lanes, moving the ball quickly, that sort of thing, rather than playing safe, which is what they did against both the Dockers and the Swans. So if they go back to that style that they played against the Giants and those games before the Cairns excursion, I think that footy will be far too good for Essendon, and I fully expect Melbourne to win and actually win well, because it's not just about getting the win. They'd also like to improve their percentage to make sure that if the results go their way and they've got the same amount of premiership points as, say, a St Kilda or the Bulldogs, that they might even be able to get ahead of them on percentage.
I'll just butt in here, Mick. Have you worked out, Whitey, what they have to do to win? Do they win by 5 or 6 goals? Is it 10 goals? And a similar story for the Giants to get over the Saints?
Yeah, so with the situation with Melbourne, Melbourne's on 32 points with a percentage of 106. So they're a game behind St Kilda and the Bulldogs. St Kilda's percentage is 114 and the Bulldogs' percentage is 103. So if St Kilda was to lose on the Friday night, and say they went down by, say, 3 goals to the Giants, their percentage is only going to drop to about 109, which would mean Melbourne would need to win by at least 6 goals to get ahead of the Saints on percentage, I would say. So at least they will know the situation before their game is played when it comes to the St Kilda game, because percentage isn't going to be a factor with the Dogs, because Melbourne's percentage is already better than the Dogs, if that makes sense. So it'll only be about the St Kilda game for Melbourne.
Your thoughts here, Mick?
Oh, Melbourne have just got to take the game on, as Whitey alluded to. They've just got to play a helter-skelter brand, force Essendon to defend. Does Hurley come back in to help their cause at that end of the ground? If it's not him, does Francis come back in? He could be looked at as well. What do they do in front of the ball? Laverty, does he get looked at to try to strengthen up their opportunities to score and hit the scoreboard? Whereas Melbourne, I think, they could entertain Luke Jackson. He'll be under probably serious consideration. James Harms is another one that could come into that midfield mix or even halfback where he's been playing, and more so if Michael Hibbert doesn't come up. So there's 3 likely inclusions there, and I think that'll even strengthen Melbourne even more, and I'd be surprised if they got beat to the Bombers.
All right, then. The other Saturday match is at the Adelaide Oval at 5:10. The Crows, they're in form at the moment. $4.10, take on Richmond at $1.24. The line here, Whitey, is at 21.5.
I reckon they're almost letting you on here with Richmond. I thought it'd be a lot shorter than $1.24. The line 21.5. I know Adelaide's form's been a lot stronger in recent times, but this is clearly a much harder assignment. And this is a game of consequence. We're talking before about which games are and which games aren't. Richmond needs to win to be assured a top 4 spot. So they can't afford the slip up with Geelong coming up against Sydney and West Coast coming up against North Melbourne underneath them. The Tigers must win. So, and they will. And I think they'll win quite comfortably. So a little bit like with the West Coast game, I'm happy to have a look at the Tigers at the try bet option, which you're going to get, you know, close to $1.50, $1.55. And if you want to be safer, you know, play Richmond through the multis at $1.24. Even that minus 21.5, that doesn't look enough to me. I'm fully expecting Richmond to win and win well. They have to be on their best behaviour. They can't afford a slip up.
Yeah, they'll miss Lynch in front of the ball. Be interested to see what Dimmer does at the selection table. The obvious one is to bring Choll back into the team to be the twin tower with Jack Riewoldt in this game, but also the second option in the ruck to help out Nankervis. I thought Nankervis was fantastic after half-time against the Cats last week. His field position behind the ball was really strong. They'll miss Soldo, but I think also Choll just gives them that little bit of bubble and mobility around the ground, which will really challenge the Adelaide ruck stocks. Adelaide are improving, just they're getting numbers of the contest. I love the way they're trying to swarm around the footy, trying to outnumber, win the contest and spread from that point. But this is a different kettle of fish. I think Richmond will win easily. And as Whitey mentioned, I think the Tigers are a clear multi-player, and the try bet looks the likely obvious one to win by 16 points or more. So I think the $1.62, I think, that was on offer when I last looked, it's the viable option there to put in a multi.
Saturday night at the Gabba, Brisbane host Carlton at 7:40. The Lions $1.18, the Blues $4.80, the line at 26.5. Can the Blues send off one of their favourite sons in Cade Simpson there on Saturday night, Mick?
Oh, they'll be playing for their lives to make sure that does happen, but I don't think it'll be good enough. There's talk out of Brisbane, Whitey and Gareth, that Stephen Martin is a likely return, which is great news for the Brisbane Lions. Also, Jared Berry's shoulder is responding really well to treatment, but probably won't be risks. And why should they? I think he's such a finals-type player. I'd probably put him in cotton wool this week and let him launch in a final. And the other great news out of Brisbane at the moment is Harris Andrews. There's really positive signs of getting him back for the finals as well. So it was all doom and gloom probably 2 or 3 weeks ago in relation to the conversation around him. But there's positivity coming out of the Brisbane camp. I can assure you of that. And Harris Andrews could make way to wearing a Brisbane Lions jumper in the finals. They'll be too good for Carlton. They'll win the territory. They'll back that up through strong clearance work. And on the back of giving their forwards enough supply, I think they'll hit the scoreboard often enough and they'll win comprehensively once again. I think they can be entertained in a tri-bet multi.
Yep. There's not too much more I can add there. Other than saying, Gareth, that what I was really impressed about in that Brisbane win over Sydney was that the Lions were really challenged in that last quarter. And Sydney got within a kick. And then the Lions just went, nah, no thanks. And just kicked 6 goals really, really quickly in difficult conditions. That just shows they've got gears. And they were able to do it without Lachie Neale having any influence on the game. So I thought they would take some positives out of that result. Not playing well, but finding a way to go through the gears within a game.
First of the Sunday matches, the Hawks take on the Gold Coast at the Adelaide Oval. Pretty even this match, according to the market. The Hawks, the outsiders at $2.20. Gold Coast, $1.70. The line here, Whitey at 5.5.
Yeah, not playing here. Again, this is a game of no consequence. if I'm in front, I might play. I'm definitely tipping the Suns. I think, you know, the way that they can put speed into the game as they showed and worried Collingwood at times last Monday night, that's the thing that will worry Hawthorn. So, yeah, not keen to play. But if I was to play, I'd be with the Suns.
More to add than that. I thought their effort, their contest work was great against Collingwood. And I suppose they were just beaten by some individual brilliance from DeGoey and probably a couple of individual goals from Mason Cox, one from the boundary, but also the mark he took outside 50, took a bounce and converted that chance. So I think at the $1.70, if you want to have a bet, probably the Gold Coast Suns, but I won't be entertaining a bet in this particular contest.
Metricon Stadium, 3:35 on a Sunday afternoon. The Sydney Swans, the outsiders at $5 with the tab. Take on the Cats at $1.17. The Lions at 26.5. Do the Cats need to play Ablett and also Selwood to make sure that they get some match fitness before the finals start?
If I was one of those players going into a finals campaign, I'd be asking if I'm right. I just think to get one under the belt now, have a week off going into a finals, I think that'd be the perfect launch into a finals campaign, particularly with the age of these two guys are. I think you've got to get into the groove of getting back into match conditioning, match simulation as such, have a week off and then ready to relaunch. I think it'll hold them in good stead. So Selwood and Ablett, I'd expect them both to play.
Who wins?
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
Mick.
Who's winning, Mickey?
Oh, I think you know, the Cats will win pretty easily and they're the probably last part of my tri-bet multi with West Coast, Richmond, Brisbane and the Cats. I think that's a pretty simple way to go, around $4.70. If you tally them up all to win by over 16-plus points, I think they'll all get the job done and prove to everyone as to the reason why those four teams can probably challenge for a premiership tilt.
And again, Gareth, going on what we were talking before about teams just needing to win, the Cats need to win if they're going to finish top four. So I think not only do they need to play really well, they need to get as many players in there as possible to make that a foregone conclusion. And you know, Gary Ablett hasn't played since round 7, but Joel Selwood has only played 3 games since round 7 and has missed the last month. So I think both of them definitely need a run before a final series. And it's just a question of whether they'll have a double chance or whether they're playing an elimination final the following week. And that's all dependent on them getting over the line here against Sydney. So, yeah, I do think they'll be too professional, too experienced for an inexperienced Sydney.
Now, the Dockers, $2.80. The Western Bulldogs, $1.44. This game on Sunday night at 6:10 up there, 6:10 up there in Cairns. And the line is around 13.5. I'm tipping an upset here, Whitey. I think the Dockers can win.
Yeah, so am I. Sorry, I'm going to rephrase that. I think Fremantle are clearly the best chance of an upset victory over the course of the weekend, and they're massive overs. This is a tight game. I think the Dogs should start a narrow favourite, but you know, the odds at the moment, the tab, Freo 280, the Bulldogs $1.44. I think it's more the Dogs $1.70, Freo 220. I think that's more a realistic price. Got to remember that Fremantle found a way to beat Melbourne at the same venue only 2 or 3 weeks ago. They've had that experience of a recent game there, and I just think the way they're playing. They're playing really well. And I think also the way that they structure up will just frustrate the Dogs. They're well organised. I think they'll have answers for the way the Dogs will play. Maybe in the end, the Dogs' midfield depth and the quality in that part of the ground will get them over the line. But, gee, and they've got the pressure of having to win to make it as well. Freo can really, with no pressure, can just, you know, freewheel it. They're riding this game, the Dockers. So, for me, Dockers value 280. The plus 13.5 seems a logical play for me.
Yeah, I'm probably in the Western Bulldogs corner because, as Waddy mentioned, I think their depth of midfield can get it done. And the interesting part of this game, when we've watched the games in Cairns, it's generally been wind-assisted to one end of the ground, but also quite slippery. So whoever takes advantage, if that type of scenario presents itself for those 2 hours they get with that wind advantage that has been so prevalent, and if it is on show on Sunday, the team that does score and score well will probably get the upper hand in this game, and that'll be on the back of midfield supply, hence the reason as to why I think the Bullies will still get the job done at the $1.44.
Okay, the final of the matches for the 2020 home and away season is at the Adelaide Oval on Monday night. In fact, it's at the Gabba, I should say, on Monday night. Collingwood at $2.35, Port Adelaide at $1.62. The line here is at 6.5. And Whitey, your great mate from Channel 7, Mark Stevens, has declared the Collingwood Football Club on Monday night.
I think they're a terrific chance. I really, in a weird sort of way, I really liked what I saw from Collingwood against Gold Coast, even though they nearly lost it. What I liked about it was the positive signs, obviously, of Jordan Degoe and Adam Treloar and the difference that those two make. But I just liked the fact that they moved the ball quicker and gave themselves a chance. And I just, I don't know, I'm still not sure about Port Adelaide. And at the end of the day, Port Adelaide, they're going to finish first or second. Collingwood, yeah, okay, they're entrenched in the bottom half of the eight but can't get into the top four, but they can certainly avoid a trip to Perth in the first week of the final, so they've got a lot to play for. And I think they're a dangerous team. If they can play well in this game, Mickey, I think they can get a hell of a lot of confidence and some momentum going to a final series as they start to get closer to full strength. They're never going to be full strength for the finals, but they'll get closer. And I don't know what you think, but I like the way they moved the ball faster last week. So I think Collingwood's a good upset chance.
Yeah, well, I think they are the value bet of the round, Whitey. You mentioned the Dockers were in the previous game, but I think Collingwood at $2.35 represent great value because I think they can beat or even equalise Port around their clearance game, which is a strength of theirs, which in turn takes away their territory game. If Collingwood can get the ascendancy through Pendlebury, who had a really slow start, I think he was statless in the first quarter against Gold Coast, and full credit to Pendles in terms of his career to this point and breaking Shorey's games record at the Collingwood Football Club. He's been a fantastic ornament to the football club, high standards of consistency. He makes the game stand still. He's a terrific player, and he'll want to respond from last week's game for sure. But I think Collingwood, if they can match that intensity around the contest and get the territory game on their terms, they can really trouble an undersized Port Adelaide defence. Cleary will be out. More responsibility gets shifted across to McKenzie. Westhoff, does he come in for height to play on Cox or a Majacek? Or does Brett Montgomery, the defensive line coach at Port Adelaide, continue to go with those hybrid types of Jared Lynott or Sam Mays because he loves to get up the ground, squeeze the ground? Those players that can get up and back, that's what he likes. Hence the reason as to why a few weeks ago I said the only slight concern I've got about Port Adelaide is not putting in place a goalkeeper as such to protect the opposition on fast break. We know Ryan Burton's not ready yet. Mitch Georgiades is not far away. So there's two players that will probably come into the fold come finals times. But right now I think Collingwood have got Port at a great time. And that's the reason why I think the $2.35 represents pretty good value in this contest.
Okay, this is the Footy Fill-Up with Gareth Hall, Adam White and Mick McGuan. We'll get to a few of your questions now and then we'll get the boys' play of the weekend for round number 24 of the AFL season. Morning, Gareth. Can you ask the boys, if they were leading the office tipping competition, who would they be tipping in these three games? Saints v GWS, Hawthorn v Gold Coast, and at the Magpies v Port Adelaide. We'll start off with you, Whitey.
It's a very good question, because you, if you're leading, you might play defensive.
Correct.
So I would be going with, because and there is a difference between tipping in a tipping competition compared to tipping when you're betting, because you're looking always looking for value. I'd go Giants, Suns, and Port Adelaide.
Mick?
I'll be a little bit different. I want to go to win, irrespective of who's underneath me. St Kilda, Suns, and Collingwood.
And I apologise, we're up to round number 18. We haven't had 24 rounds this year. It feels like it anyway. Gareth, the Cats easily this weekend. Actually hope we finish fourth and go to Port Adelaide the first week, because we beat them easily. Thoughts on that? That's from Peter.
I just think, personally, the Cats would be confident irrespective of who they play, even though they had that hiccup last week. The Tigers were brilliant, full credit to them. But I also think Geelong would have derived a lot of lessons and learnings out of that particular game. I felt at times they had to go quicker than they did with ball in hand, particularly in the first half, to challenge the Richmond defensive set-up, and they failed to do so. They just got into, they got set, and they just didn't control the speed of ball movement that they'd like. But I think once they look back on the review of that game, they would have learned a lot about themselves, and I think going forward that'll help them and serve them well.
Hey, Mick, this is from Tom. He asked the question, do you take into consideration, or do you think football clubs will take into consideration where they want to finish in the top eight heading into the last round?
Oh, personally, I don't think so. Once you cross that white line, Gareth,
yep,
your natural football instincts take over, and the outcomes and the consequences of winning and losing sort of don't enter your mind. You're in the moment, you're playing on instinct and reflex. I think if you gear your head around where you finish, because this might look easier, we don't have to travel, we don't have to play them, I just think that's just a recipe for getting a kick in the backside in the next couple of weeks. So I'd prefer to just go out and assault the game, or whatever happens, happens. And then in 2 weeks' time, whoever we play and where, that's what we just have to contend with. So I'm just not a person that wants to create these false habits or miscalculations about effort or intensity at this time of year, because one thing I do know, once you finish the home and away game, you just can't flick the switch and increase your effort and intensity by about 10 or 15%, because that's one thing we do know in contests and also accelerations. They all lift because the stakes become higher.
All right, then how do we make some money this weekend? We'll start off with you, Whitey.
Okay, my best bet for the weekend is going to be a multi. West Coast and Richmond to both win over 15.5 points. So that's the tri-bet option at the tab. For the two of those, you get $2.20. I think that's a terrific play. And then if you were to add Geelong just to win, you would get $2.57. And then if you want to go even a bit more elaborate than that, go Brisbane for a four-leg multi, which gets you $3.05. Again, Geelong, Brisbane just winning. No margins at play. Individual games looking for value. I think the Giants are value at $2.15 against St Kilda. And I do give both Fremantle and Collingwood a good chance of causing the upset at the odds. So if you want to look at sort of handicap plays with those straight out, or even if you want to go, say, you know, +39.5 with Freo, or +24.5, something like that with Collingwood, you might be able to throw those in with your multi options. But really like West Coast and Richmond over 15.5 as a $2.20 multi is my best play.
Yeah, it's incredible that we haven't spoken, Whitey, and that's the way I've gone. I've gone tri-bet in the four games with West Coast to win over 16 points, Richmond the same, Brisbane the same, and the Cats the same. That'll give you about $4.70 your money. And I think those four good teams will get to that line. And I think we can win some dollars on the back of that.
Can't wait to do this next week. We'll start to analyse the finals with a little bit more in-depth analysts. So looking forward to that, Whitey, because we have the weekend off next week.
We do.
Yep.
We do. And we've got so much to do in our weekend off.
Yes, we do.
Races.
Hey, just quickly, who's your tip in the US Open?
My tip in the US Open is John Rahm. He'd be my top play, but Bryson DeChambeau, Patrick Reed and Tommy Fleetwood are all really good value around $26 to $34.
Look forward to dissecting the final eight there next week, Mick.
Yeah, no worries, fellas. Always great.
There we go, Mickey McGuan and Adam White, and that is the footy fill-up for this Thursday, the 17th of September.